Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our...
Thank you for holding the line. This is Alex from eBay. How can I help you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you for asking. There is a purchase has been made for a gift card from your eBay account. Did you authorize this?
No, I didn't apply for anything.
Okay. Okay. Upon checking, I can see that the purchase has been made and it's a Google Play gift card for $299. I have just located the IP and the IP is showing me California, US. I do believe you live in Australia, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. So, right now then, definitely it's a fraudulent charge. So, I do believe you want to, I believe you want to cancel this purchase and block those overseas people from your internet connection.
What's this? What's this? Did I apply for something?
You are not doing that. Someone else are getting into your internet connection, your IP address, and they are doing that using your information right now. So, that is the reason I'm going to help you out for getting the cancellation.
Yeah.
Okay. So could you please tell me what device are you using? Like, are you using Android cell phone or are you using iPhone?
iPhone.
So can you put me on speaker on this phone so that I can help you out for getting the cancellation right now?
Yeah, I've got you on speaker.
Okay. Now there is a application on your iPhone which says App Store. Could you please open it up?
Yeah, App Store, yeah.
Okay. Now, first of all, I will help you out for getting the cancellation ID of this fraudulent charge. So, at the right-hand side, down bottom corner, what icon do you see? Right down bottom corner.
The bottom corner is a game, app, and book.
At the right-hand side, down bottom corner, do you see a search, any search icon?
Yeah, I've got search at the top, yeah.
Yeah, now type over there. Type over there, A as in Apple, the letter A.
A, yeah.
N as in November, N.
Yeah.
Y as in yellow, Y.
Yeah.
D as in David, D.
What is it, B?
D as in David, D.
Yeah.
Now, what is the options coming up? Could you please let me know?
It says here, any desk, any
click
desk
that,
app.
Click on any desk, only any desk. Touch on that.
Yeah.
Now, do you see a get option over there on that AnyDex? Get?
Yeah, it says here AnyDex install.
Yeah, click on that install. Now, when you
someone's using my account?
Yes, right now they are using your account, your internet connection, all that stuff from California, US. I will show you the IP first of all from where they are doing that right now. So, do you see the open option over there?
No, not yet. It's downloading.
Okay. And when you see the open, just do let me know right now.
Yeah. Okay, open. I opened it. Yeah, it
now
says here. Allowed. Hang on. It says here, license activities, license you get permission that you will get used more future.
Okay. Okay.
Do I put agree?
Yes.
Agree?
Yes.
It says here, allowed or done allowed?
Allow.
Yeah, I've got here. Price statement that we
yes,
immediately...
Okay, click on okay.
Yeah, it says here, click okay or do not show this again.
Okay, click on okay first.
Okay. Now
what?
And then I've got here, any desk plugin AADI install.
Yeah, click on that install. Now listen to me carefully. Now go back to your home screen. Go back to your home screen where you can see all your apps. Okay? On the apps, you will see under app which says any desk. Go back to your home screen.
Yeah, any desk. Yeah, do I press this?
Open. Yeah, open up. Yes,
hang on
that.
okay. Yeah, what do you see?
Yes. What do you see over there? Written, what is written over there?
It says here to be able to control this advice.
Cancel. Click on cancel. First of all, click on cancel.
Yeah, I did.
Now, what do you see?
Now, I see here toys that you can...
Now listen to me carefully. You need to touch the blinking areas again and again. It will come up again and again. You need to touch on the blinking areas. Where it is blinking, touch it.
Click it
on the blinking areas. Click it.
Yeah, it says here, tick. Cancel.
Yes, again click it.
Okay, it says here, there's a number, 224. 026-07-070.
I'm telling you the number once again. It's 224-026-270. That's correct.
26070.
Tell me the number once again from the beginning.
224.
Uh huh.
026.
026.
Yeah, 070.
070. Okay. Now it is still blinking or it is blinking is gone?
It's still blinking.
Click on the blinking until and unless it's gone. Click on the blinking.
Okay, blinking stopped.
Now do you see set password just below the number? Set password?
Yeah.
Click on the set password. A password has been generated. You need to put the password over there.
Yeah, I click the password.
Listen to me carefully. Little bit go down. You will see an option called permission profiles. Permission profiles.
Yeah, press that.
Yes, press that.
Okay.
Now, what are the options coming up?
It says here, fault, screen sharing, or access.
Full access. And you want full access?
Full access, yeah.
Now, after that, there will be a third option, which says enable unattended. Do you see that enable unattended? A small checkbox. Click on the checkbox.
Yeah. Okay, set the password.
The password will be all in lowercase, no uppercase. It will be eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay.
And on
eBay? A-Y.
A-Y, yeah.
7890.
7890, yeah.
Yeah, click on OK.
Yeah.
Did you click on OK?
Yeah.
Now you will get to see a security warning coming up from the server. When you see the security warning comes up, just do let me know.
Yes, security warning.
Now click on start now or allow option. You need to click on start now or allow.
Yeah, I did start. I pressed start, yeah. Okay, now I've got the permission file.
Do you see a close option? Click on the close option.
What is it?
Close.
Yeah, I did.
Now at the left top corner, there will be an arrow pointing backwards. Do you see the arrow?
Arrow backwards? Yeah.
Yes. Click on that arrow.
Yeah.
Now you can see eBay security server is connected.
What is it?
What do you see on the screen?
It says here, remote address.
At the top. Do you see connection established, eBay security server?
Yes.
So congratulations, the connection has been established. So right now we will help you out for canceling this purchase or taking the IP that those persons are using your IP right now. So minimize this page and go back to your home screen.
Yeah, I did. Okay, I went back to the screen. What do I do?
Now, swipe the page from left to right.
Yeah.
Now, you need to open up the Chrome, Google Chrome. Do you use Google Chrome?
Yeah.
Open up a Google Chrome.
Google, yeah.
Yeah. Now, on the Google, you need to type over there, search bar, my.
M-Y.
Then give a space.
Yeah.
Then I as in number one. Then P as in Peter, P.
P?
Yes.
Yes.
Now, do you see any option comes up, my 1P address location?
Yes.
Click on that one.
Yes.
Now, over there, you will see a first option coming up which says, what is my IP address location? Find out here. Click on that. What is my IP address location?
Okay.
Now, the IP will be coming up. Correct me if I am wrong. The IP will be showing you it is 58.161.35.60. That's correct?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And at the very top, do you see what is the status it is showing you? It is showing you protected or unprotected at the very top.
The top one?
Yes.
It is showing you
Yeah, so you can see that your online activity is being used by those fraudulent persons right now. So we have to secure it, okay, from those fraudulent persons. So could you please log into your email and check your email first of all?
My email?
Yes, log into your email first.
Okay.
Check your email, and if you got any suspicious mail or not today, just do let me know. Are you checking the email?
Yeah, I'm checking my email. I've got here, I give them that timeline. Email
Now check today's email. Do you see any suspicious mail came up? Do you see any suspicious mail are you getting?
No.
No. So what is happening? Those fraudulent persons are into your email address and they are not letting you know about these kinds of charges. You should receive an email about these charges, but you are not receiving that. So what they are doing? They are handling your email as well. So what we are going to do, we are going to secure your email. And is that your email address? It's mona.hassan23q@gmail.com. That's correct?
Yes.
Okay. So right now we have, now what you need to do, you need to as well check your statement. Check your bank statement. Do you see any suspicious on the statement or not? Just check it.
Okay, just a minute.
Yeah, take your time.
My statement?
Yes, check it. Do you see any a single dollar statement or not?
What is it?
Do you see any suspicious on the statement, like do you see any transaction which is single dollar or $2, $3 like that, which is unknown to you? Check all your accounts. If you have any other bank account, check that as well.
Yeah,
yeah, yes. When you are done, let me know.
No, there's nothing.
Okay, there's nothing. Then check your other bank as well. Check your other bank as well. When you check the other bank statement, just do let me know. Okay. Not to worry. Minimize this page down. First, minimize it. Minimize this page down. Go back to your home screen. Go back to your home screen.
Yeah.
And open up the AnyDex app, where you can see the AnyDex app. Open up the AnyDex.
Any app?
AnyDesk. There is an app that says AnyDex on your cell phone.
Okay. Yeah, I did.
Now, do you see Start Now coming up? Click on Start Now.
Okay, Start Now, yeah.
Just click on. Now, check your St. George account as well. Check your St. George statement first. Check it from your end.
Yeah.
And do you see any suspicious on the statement?
I've got here, I put message, it says here, you have one unread messages.
Okay.
Okay.
And listen, can you tell me one thing, sir? Do you have any, do you have any debit card from ANZ and the St. George, both banks? That's correct? You have the debit card from both the banks?
Yeah.
Okay.
How do you know?
So, Because we have the information right now, sir. Because they have you tried to use your St. George account right now. They have just tried to do that. So we have to put the security on your email address, your ENZ account, and your St. George account. That's correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So right now what I'm going to do, my manager directly will help you out to blocking those overseas illegal hackers from your IP address. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, so can I transfer this call to him?
Okay.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, thanks for being on hold. This is Ron Davis,
the senior technician
from the anti-fraud department. How are you doing today, sir?
Good, how are you?
All right. I'm fine and thank you for asking me, sir. All right. Now, what I have just got, there will be some pending charges has been made from your St. George account, okay? So first of all, we need to deceive the platform from where your information has been misused so that we can cancel those things. All right?
Yes.
So there are two charges has been made for 299.99, which is from the eBay, and 199.99 from the PayPal. But we have not released the payment yet. That's why it is not converted on the transaction. Okay? So what we are not need to do, we need to generate the code. So once we generate the code, it will be coming up onto your statement, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. So look at the bottom. Can you see any dollar sign onto your St. George account? Any dollar sign?
Dollar sign?
Or any cash? Look at the bottom. Can you see something called cash?
Yeah.
Press on cash. Now we are going to cancel the transaction within two time. Press on get started within two time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, it will be just verifying your account. First, you just click on send. It will be sending you the security code to verify your account, it belonging to you or not. And
yeah.
You got a message and put the code where you see enter your secure code. Put the code over there.
Okay.
Yeah. Now click on authenticate. Now,
yeah.
First charge, we are just going to cancel for 250. Click on, type over there, 250, 250, enter amount 250.
Why?
We are just going to canceling. We are just going to just generating the codes for
there's
canceling
here,
the
enter,
charges.
Enter,
yeah?
And there's here, there's $20 and there's $50.
Enter the multiples. That is showing you multiples. You just put 250, it will be coming up. 250. And
yeah.
Just below that, there will be an option called Get Codes. Press on Get Codes.
Yeah.
Now write down the code in a piece of paper. Okay, just write down the code in a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Write it down.
Yeah.
Now, just swipe your screen bottom to top. Go to your home screen.
Yeah.
Swipe your screen bottom to top. Yeah. And give me a few minutes. Let me just simply verify the code and let me just helping you to canceling all the things, all right? And please do not log into your account for the time being, otherwise the code will be expired. So go to your home screen,
yeah,
and open the Google, and my previous colleague will just showing you something regarding the security things.
Yeah, Google, yeah.
Okay, now scroll up.
Yeah.
Now, where it is written my 1P, type over there. You need to type something new, I'm telling you.
What is it?
Go at the very top.
Huh?
Go at the very top of the page.
Yeah, I did.
What can you do now?
It says here on there.
Now, you need to close that page. You need to give a click on the cross. At the very right-hand side top, there will be cross option. Click on the cross. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Again, open up the Google.
Yeah. It says here, my one bay address.
Okay, click on that one. Correct. Click on that one.
Now, yeah.
Make it empty. Make it empty. Make it empty.
Okay, yeah.
Now, you need to type over there simply V as in Victor, the letter V.
What is it?
V, the letter V, V as in Victor.
Yeah.
Then A for Apple, A.
Yeah.
L for Lima, L.
Yeah.
I for Indigo, I.
Yeah.
D as in David, D.
Yeah.
A as in Apple, A.
Yeah.
T as in tomorrow, T.
Yeah.
O as in Oscar, O.
Yeah.
R as in Robert, R.
Yeah.
Now search for it.
Okay. It says here. Okay.
Now what comes up? What is the first option? Let me know.
Okay, the WCTC makeup service?
Yeah, yes. Now this is the click on that, W3C markup validation service. Click on that one.
Yeah.
Now do you know anything about this W3C markup validation service? Do you know anything about this?
No.
This is the website, sir. Listen to me, this part is very careful. This is the website through which you can check all your documents, all your online activity, all your websites, all your apps is running secure or not. That's the reason. So on the address panel, do you see address panel, a white panel?
Right. Yeah.
On the middle. Yeah, click on that middle panel, address panel.
The address panel?
Yes, click on that one. Are you able to do that?
Where?
Okay, just hold for a moment.
Okay.
Yeah, you can see over there. Yes, now you need to type over there www.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just hold for a moment.
He's not playing game, are you?
No. Right now, we are checking that your eBay account is secured or not. So type over there E as in Edward E. Hello?
Yeah.
Type over there eBay.com. We are checking that your eBay account is secured or not right now.
www.eBay.com. eBay?
Yes, eBay.
E-B-A-Y?
Yeah, E-B-A-Y. It's E-B, B as in Bravo.
Yeah. And then .au or .com?
No. Just check your spelling first. It's E-B-A-Y. E as in Edward, B as in Bravo. What have you typed in there? Can you tell me? What have you typed in there?
Let me do it again. Okay, just wait, okay?
Okay.
So www.ebay.
eBay. Bay. It's B. B as in Bravo. B for boy.
So E first, yeah?
Then B as in boy. B.
Yeah.
Then A. Yes.
eBay, yeah. Why? Yeah.
eBay.com.
Yeah.
Now on the middle option, there is an option which says check. Do you see a check option? Click on the check.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you go back to that page? Can you go back to that page?
It's gone.
Okay, not a problem. Not a problem. Now you need to type it once again over there, www.ebay.com. Now click on check.
Yeah,
Now just hold, just hold, just hold. It will come up. Your internet is a bit slow, so not a problem. You can see connection is secure right now. It is showing you the results. Your eBay account is secured or not. Go down.
Yeah, down?
Yes. Now what is coming up?
It's coming up showing results for the...
Yeah, go down. What is the result showing you at the bottom?
It says error.
Yes,
and
go down.
Unquote.
You can see that, sir. Right now, you can see that your eBay account is not secured. Those fraudulent persons are misusing your eBay account, doing this kind of stuff through your eBay account. So can you go down? How many numbers are there? Can you let me know?
How many numbers?
Yes, you can see the numbers is showing you on the left, 9, 10, 11, 12 going.
Okay, hang on. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36. Oh.
It's still going?
Yeah, the last number is 76.
76, okay. So you can see 76 is the last number.
What's this one, St. George scam?
Sorry?
What's this, St. George?
Yeah, open up the message then. Open up that message first. Open up the message. Open up the message. You got the message, anything? Open up the message.
Yeah. St. George, your online banking access has been blocked.
Yes, so you can see that the fraudulent persons have tried to do that online activity and your St. George account has blocked the account right now. So no need to worry. We will help you out to unblock it. Okay? Right now we will help you.
What happened with my St. George? Did you block it?
Yes, the overseas people who are from California, they are misusing your information. They have tried to get into your St. George
account.
Okay,
can you unblock it now?
Yes, I can help you out unblock it. First of all, we have to unblock your debit card, then automatically your account will be unblocked. So you need to be handy with your St. George debit card first. What can you see on your cell phone screen?
What?
What can you see on your cell phone screen?
Okay.
What can you see on your cell phone screen?
Nothing.
Okay. You need to be handy with your St. George debit card first. Be handy with your St. George debit card.
What is it?
You need to be handy with your St. George debit card. You have a debit card from your St. George bank?
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to be handy with that so we can help you to unblock the account right now.
Okay, what do I do?
Okay, now open up the Google Chrome. Open up the Google Chrome.
Yeah.
Now click on the W3C markup validation. Click on that one.
Yeah.
Now,
okay.
Over there, you need to type down on the address panel, type down the card number, the 16-digit card number from the beginning. Slowly.
What's the number?
The debit card number, the sense.debit card number.
My card number?
Yes. Type it over there.
Are you sure or you're not playing game with me?
No. I am playing game with you. Your online activity is blocked already, sir, right now. The online banking has blocked by those fraudulent persons. Your St. George online banking has been blocked because those persons have tried to take out the money from your account. That's the reason. You can see your online banking will be blocked right now. You can try to check it, but it is blocked right now. You have got a message from the bank. So open up that validator page where you can see
okay.
The validator.
Okay. Just give me 20 minutes and call me. I've got someone here. Quick, I'll call you back.
No, then it will be not.